Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, my name is Roland Trujillo. I'm your host. You can call me Roland. Now let's talk about mindfulness meditation. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for almost 23 years. And I know what I'm talking about. What's missing in most people's lives, they're missing something very important. They're missing the technology by which they can refine their ground of being and by which they can find out the kind of information that they need to straighten out their life, deal with their issues, find peace of mind and courage, and eventually find the meaning of life, the purpose for existence. There are some very, very, very important things that you need to know about life. And unless you are very fortunate, and if you have enough time, you might discover them, but then again, you might not. And I wouldn't let too many years go by before you begin to find the answers that you need, because it might be too late. Now, what do you need to know? What is it that you need to know? You need to know, number one, how to find God. And here's a hint: you're not going to find him in a building. You're not going to find him in a book, no matter how holy the book is. You're not going to find him there. He doesn't live in those pages. He doesn't live in a building made of stone. If you don't find God, see, now you may, perhaps you're just a young person, perhaps, and you're just not sure, and you're busy with your life, and it's not a big issue for you right now where you need to go searching for answers and so on. Okay. All right, I understand that. But if you're very unfortunate as a human being, you may have already been brainwashed into thinking either one or the other. Either one, you may have been brainwashed into thinking that you found him through some organized group, through making walking up to the front and making some kind of an affirmation, or by study. You may have think you found him, or by sitting around with your legs twisted like a pretzel, or by humming or chanting or whatever. You may have hypnotically been led to believe that you have already found him, and of course now you don't want to admit that you haven't found him, so you're stuck. And you may also be very unfortunate to have somehow become hateful. Hateful in terms of hating God, hating religion, hating Christians, hating the name of Jesus. You may have become extremely prideful and hardened in your pride, and that's very unfortunate. You're also stuck. But if you're the kind of person who is still searching for answers, and who can admit that you don't really know for sure, you'd like to know the truth, but you don't know, and you have an open mind, well, then there's hope for you. My name is Roland, and I shall be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a very important program, so listen up. I said that you need to know how to deal with your problems and your issues. You need to refind your ground of being. You need to find God. And you need to deal with the baggage from the past. And you also need to be able to know how to deal with other people, to live life with patience and wisdom and understanding. Now you're living life resentfully, angrily. See? Resentment, anger, judgment. That's right. And you need to know for sure. It's called faith. You need to know for sure about some things. Not everything. You don't need to know everything for sure, but some things you need to know for sure. So you won't be full of damn confusion. See? So if you could get rid of your resentment and your hatred and your hostility and your anger, and you could get your doubts and worries and fears, well, stress would vanish from your life. And not only that, but if you got rid of your resentments and your hostilities and your impatience, then you would deal with other people with poise and with graciousness and with kindness and with long-suffering and so on and so forth. See? And if you got rid of your resentment and your hostility and your anger and your impatience, then you would also be able to deal with your own self, your own issues, with patience. So your problems would vanish, not to mention the fact that you would begin to live intuitively. If you found your ground of being, then, and you found God, then you would also find your intuition, begin to live intuitively. You'd make the right moves. You'd stop making the wrong moves. All these wonderful things would come to pass. Okay? Now, let's talk about this technology of which I spoke. This technology of which I spoke. Did you know, for example, we're talking about technology here. Did you know that the soul is an instrument of translation? You didn't know that, did you? The soul is an instrument of translation. You know how the plant, the rose or the evergreen or the oak tree or the lily, you know how they absorb the sunlight, the warmth, and the light of the sun, and they transform it into beautiful green leaves and transform the light into beautiful flowers and beautiful fruit. That's what they do. We are instruments of translation. They translate the light from the sun into very beautiful, beautiful things here on earth. So the rose, the lily, the violet, the apple, the pear are evidence of the existence of the sun. Well, the human soul is an instrument of translation of God's spiritual light. It talks a lot in the New Testament about light. I think John even says that God is light. Well, there is a spiritual light, and the soul translates that spiritual light. And then what you have then is you have a, what do you have then? You have right action. You have truthfulness. You have patience. You have understanding. You have wisdom. You have courage. You have masterful, superb skill. All these wonderful things. You have the soul that translates spiritual light and then carries it out. See? The soul then, the person then speaks the truth, thinks the truth, acts truthfully, justly, honorably, patiently. See? How beautiful. Now, when you see little children in action, they're very close to the light. They're very close to God. But, of course, they're first of the earth and later of the spirit. So they start off close to God, and then they begin to gradually drift away as they become upset and worldly and ambitious and all that kind of stuff. You know, the usual. They make the usual mistakes, then later in life some will find their way back to God again. But, you know, if you have a Moses, a Jeremiah, a David, a Paul, a Christ, people like that, why, they translate heavenly substance, heavenly light, into earthly word and deed. Okay, well, that's what you need if you're going to be a human. Now, what do you do now? What do you do now? You've lost touch with God. You've lost touch with this inner light, which we know is, which we call intuition. When I say inner light, I mean inner light. You've lost touch with it. You lost touch with your intuition. So what do? You get lost in thinking, lost in imagination. And what is your, where does your, the thoughts come from? They come from the outside, from people, foolish people, lost people, ambitious people, deceitful people, hateful people, wicked, evil people. Not to mention evil spirits come to you with all kinds of negative ideas. And so you become an instrument of translation of folly and wickedness. That's right. Next time you get angry, and you just look at your thoughts. Look at the vile and hateful thoughts that you have and ask yourself, where do those thoughts come from? They're certainly not of heavenly origin. In fact, you didn't even think of them yourself. So you become an instrument of translation of something else that's definitely not heavenly. Okay? Well, you don't want that to happen. See, have you ever wondered where the cruelly creative, hateful words that come to you when you're having an argument with your boyfriend or your husband or your child? When you think of cruel things to say, and then you say them. See? What is going on? Just where do you get these horrid ideas? Have you ever wondered? Well, the point is, you've got to find your intuition. Incidentally, intuition cancels out these negative thoughts, and cancels out doubts and fears and anxieties and worries, and restores you to wholeness again. You must find your intuition, and there is a technology to do so. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. Yes, I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a big old church, and I don't work for a church. I just am a person, and I talk on the radio, and you hear me, and if you respond to what I say, hopefully it will awaken you. Awaken you. to begin to search for answers and to find, to seek and to find. Okay? I talked about the soul being an instrument of translation. And I said that you need to find the technology to restore you to your inner ground of being. You need to find the way back. See, the way it is now, you're too lost. It's not going to do you any good to go sing songs in church. I'm not knocking church. See, I love to listen, for example. I love to listen to the Christian programs. I love to hear the Bible. Bible verses. I love to hear the ministers talk about things. I think, you know, sometimes I understand what they're saying. Maybe they don't understand what they're saying, but I do. I love the beautiful songs and hymns. I love it all. I love Christmas, love the pageantry, and I love it all. See? But I just don't, I'm a believer, but I'm not a belonger. I don't go to church. It cramps my style. It's mainly there. It's just, you know, it's a social, it's a lot of it is a social thing, or it's a hypnotic thing. So it's for some people, it's not for me. And besides, if I'm to help you, look, if I'm going to help you, I can't be your friend, your buddy, your, you know, your accountability partner, your youth minister, or your marriage mentor, or your friend. I can't be your friend in the usual sense, because then it would just be a buddy-buddy thing, an emotional thing, a supportive thing. What I have to do is give you a blast of truth. A blast of truth. And then go away. And hope it wakes you up. But when I go away, I don't leave you without resources. When I say go away, I mean give you a good blast of truth on the radio. And then, you know, then the radio program is over. I only have half an hour. That's all I can afford. I wish I could afford more. If somebody out there someday gave me a nice donation, something sizable, well, I could buy more airtime. People give thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to these, some of these big organizations that never did anybody any good. And here I am doing people good, and I'm lucky if somebody sends me $5 once in a while. Mostly I just have to scrimp and come up with the money to buy the air time myself, to pay for the internet, pay for it myself, with the help of one or two faithful people, and they're not rich, and they give me a little something, and it's the widow's mite, you know, it's the widow's mite. Well, so where was I? Ah, yes, so I was saying you need to find a technology to refine God and refine your ground of being, refine your intuition, find the source of the solutions to your ills. And, oh, yes, I was saying when I say I go away, you know, instead of supporting you and, you know, going out and having a drink with you at the bar or something, I couldn't do you any good that way. Or you'd see my weaknesses, you'd see, you know, my shoes are not real modern, or you'd see, you know, that I make a mistake or something, and then you'd judge me, and it would ruin it. So it's better that I come on the air, talk, go away, but I don't go away because I have my resources. I have my website, my blogs, all my audio, and I have the meditations. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. The good stuff, man. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this fabulous program. I'm going to talk to you about the technology of transformation to help you solve all of your ills. Yes, the spot was about how you can get counseling, how I can provide a little bit of counseling. But the truth is, I'd much prefer you listen to me on the radio, go listen to me on the archives, get the meditation, listen to it, practice it, you know, get one or two of my books. And then you'd be ready. Then, if you still had some issue, some sticky issue, you could still talk to me and I'd help you in very short order, very quickly. But in the state that you're in right now, see, what I was going to say earlier is the reason you can't find your ground of being now, and you can't find God, and you can't find the answers, is because you're lost in your imagination, you're lost in emotions, worries, doubts, fears, planning and scheming and reliving the past and worrying about the future, and all your friendship and all your cell phones and your music and your sports, and you're just lost in everything. Everything has a hypnotic hold on you. You need to find a way to get out of thinking, out of emotions, come back up, you know, you're submerged in your imagination, come back up to the surface, to the bright, emerge from under the water into the light, become centered and calm and refine your ground of being. See, and then you'll understand what I'm saying. You'll be in the proper frame of mind to understand what I'm saying and to practice the meditation and to read my books. And then you'll be able to solve your own problems. You'll see. You won't even have to talk to me. The answer will suggest itself to you. You'll see. You'll just see what to do. Okay, so now the technology of transformation to restore you to your ground of being and to refine God and to find the inner light. You know what it is? It's meditation. It's a proper meditation. Not any meditation. Not visualization. Not humming and chanting and not anything strange. Not affirmations. Not study. Learning how to be still. Go in your room and close your closet door. And sit in your room. Get in a chair and sit in a chair. Learn to be still. See? Refine God. God is in the present. He's not in the past. He's not in your imagination. He's not down there in your thinking. He's in the present moment. In the eternal present. You must refine it. The meditation that I have, it's like a mindfulness meditation. It's mindfulness meditation, yes. But I have something, it's what I have added to it is a little something special, and that is it helps you to refine God. That's the important part. My name is Roland. I'm your friend, your true friend. I'll be right back.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a property to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, get the meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. You could also try talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Get the meditation. The introductory version is free. You can listen to it for free. If you want to get the whole thing, I think it's $10. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth its weight in gold. $10 is a pittance. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.